Hey Swifties, welcome to a brand new episode of Swiftie School, where together we walk Clown Ilya Street covering the latest news and Easter eggs from our fearless leader, Taylor Swift. I'm your host, Reagan Bailey, and it is enchanting to have you here. Now that we're out of the woods, let's get into today's episode. It's another great day to be alive at the same time as Taylor Swift. Hello, everyone. I am so very excited for this bonus episode. We are talking about Everything We Need to Know Eras Tour film. Can you even believe that Taylor just came out of nowhere with this one? August was right about to slip away, and she came in hot with what I think is one of the most exciting announcements that we have had in a minute. Now, you guys chimed in on my Instagram stories. I was unsure of what to call these sort of like 911 emergency episodes, and I got a last-minute submission to call them Code 13, which I thought was super fun. My original idea is Drop Everything Now, so thank you so much for all of you who tuned in, and I hope you will enjoy these really fun bonus episodes whenever Taylor does a major announcement out of nowhere. So of course, today we're talking about all things Eras Tour film, the announcement, everything we know thus far from who's directing it, the Easter eggs, what records it's broken, the behind the scenes of the deal making process, what we can expect in theaters, the outfits, and all of that jazz. So in order to maximize our time together, I want to start out with the announcement itself. Mother is keeping us fed. Can you even believe how much stuff she has packed into, I wanted to say this year, but truthfully, she has been cracking at it since the beginning of COVID, which is seriously mind-blowing. Now let's talk about the day itself. August 31st, 831. Now obviously, if we add this all together, it doesn't equal 13, which is a missed opportunity, but this was a Thursday, and we know that there were currently no Eras Tour shows because she was just coming off of the tail of finishing her shows in Mexico City. Now at the time that this episode is releasing, we're about 6 weeks shy of the Eras Tour film hitting the theaters, and I think that the timing of 831 and the significance of it can link back to the 112 theory. Now, I know that this theory, if you're a Swiftie, has been bombarded in your face in terms of everyone theorizing what 112 days means. This was originally a theory that came up by a couple of different TikTokers, but most notably Nikki King. And go watch my video. I just posted a breakdown, a full breakdown on my Instagram Reels. But I want to tie in the 112-day theory to August 31st, the date that she announced the Eras Tour film. Now, if you remember at the beginning of Eras Tour, Taylor randomly dropped four songs, I think to just kind of like celebrate the beginning of the tour. She was probably excited, and we all know she's a mastermind, and there's always a reason to everything, and the song If This Was a Movie was one of them. Now, this was most definitely a potential Easter egg for the drop of the Eras Tour film, because she played this song around, I want to say it was June 23rd, if I'm remembering correctly. I looked this up earlier and didn't write it down, but she played this song on June 23rd, which was 112 days before August 31st. Am I doing that math right? Someone correct me if I'm wrong. But regardless, the 112-day theory 100% ties into that song, If This Was a Movie, and her tying it into the Eras Tour film announcement. Blondie strikes again. We love it. Mother's the best. Moving on. Now, I know a lot of international Swifties are feeling a little bit left out when it comes to the Eras Tour film because it is exclusively being released in the United States, and I have heard that it is playing in select theaters in Canada as well, which we love that for our Canada girly pops. Hello, if you are listening from Canada. I've never been, but excited for you guys to see the film. There is an article that states, allegedly, this hasn't been confirmed, but apparently in Taylor's deal or negotiations or contract, whatever it might be, with the theaters and AMC directly, she does have it in there that she can release this on streaming platforms 13 weeks after it hits theaters. So I did the math, and this puts us around the beginning of 2024. So the first couple weeks of January, which January 12th, 2024 is a Friday. That is exactly 13 weeks from the date of the release in theaters on October 13th. So cross your fingers. This would be a great way to start the new year, a little something to put a pep in our step after we freeze our booties off all winter. So international Swifties, don't give up hope. I firmly believe we will be getting this on streaming. It's just a matter of when, and 13 weeks sounds, well, you know, oh so fitting. So before we talk about the trailer, I do want to point out to you guys something that I thought was a little sus, if you will. Maybe not sus, but very interesting. So there is a new Taylor Swift verified Instagram account account. And the handle, if you want to look it up, and of course I'll send it in the broadcast channel for you guys to check it out very easily, but the handle is at TSVEras Tour Film. This is on Instagram. I haven't checked other platforms to see if it is elsewhere, but for sure it is a verified account on Instagram. And I wanted to talk about the current Instagram bio, which says, quote, "May these memories break our fall." It's followed by like the release date info of the Eras Tour film. But these are long live lyrics, and we all know that long live is truly Taylor's love letter to her fans. So I thought that this was an interesting, I don't think it's a strange song choice to put lyrics for in the bio, but I do think that specific quote, "May these memories break our fall," is a little interesting. If anybody wants to think deeper into that, definitely send some thoughts my way. Maybe there's a hidden code in there, but putting "break our fall" was just what stuck out to me because it seems a little like negative and it doesn't seem like she's like about to fall. She's on a rise, if anything. So I don't know. I just thought that was an interesting choice of lyrics, and I thought I'd throw that in there for you guys. Now, diving into the trailer, this is what Taylor posted and Taylor Nation put on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, etc. This is the official trailer for the Eras Tour film, and I was searching high and low for Easter eggs, looked online for any thoughts people had, and I wanted to do my own digging. I want to call out, this was such a missed opportunity to make it exactly 89 seconds, because currently it's 1 minute and 19 seconds long, which I was trying to scramble up those numbers, see if it would add to 13, see if it would add to 89. But all I can get is that it equals 79 seconds, and some poor editor or intern, you know, doing the final touches on this was probably not concerned with making it 89 seconds. I'm sure they had some sort of regulation in terms of how long a trailer could be. Who knows? I'm not a film expert. But aside from that, the only real like Easter egg I could find that people were talking about is the fact that she wrote self-titled in there. You can see like there's a bunch of words that flash on the screen. It says Reputation. It says 1989. It says all of the Lover, whatever. And then it says self-titled, which we obviously know is referring to debut. But someone who I will go as far as saying is as crazy at clowning as I am took it as far as adding up every letter in the alphabet in terms of self-titled. So like A would equal letter one, B would be two, so on. So if you number all the letters in self-title and you add up all those letters, their placement, it equals 112. Which, come on, if you are not a 112 theory stan at this point, I feel like it's just blaring in our faces and we cannot ignore it. Knowing Taylor, she's gonna shake it up. And if she's gonna shake it up with anything, I feel like it's gonna be the release of Reputation, which we'll get into later with one of your guys' submissions. You brought up a good point, so we could touch on that later. But my theory is I feel like Reputation might not follow the 112-day clock and track that we're currently on, not only because I think Taylor's going to want to shake it up, but I also feel like, come on, Reputation. There will be no explanation. There will just be Reputation. Maybe if something happens with Scooter, we finally figure out what's been happening with him. I don't know. Maybe Kanye, whatever. She'll just drop it, possibly at the end of the year or towards her birthday, or maybe to align with some sort of deadline when it comes to like qualifying for Grammys or any of that jazz. So those are my two cents on what I think is coming next, but I digress. Let's talk about the ticket prices before we dive into the film itself. Now, I'm sure many, many of you have already purchased your tickets, but of course, our girl is an absolute genius and has to put her finger in every single part of everything that she does. So the adult tickets cost, of course, $19.89, with the kids' tickets costing $13.13. I personally had a lot more fees. I don't know about you guys. My tickets came to like $25, $26 each. I ended up buying four, and I'm so very excited to see it at the Grove. If you're familiar with Los Angeles, you know the Grove is basically like a little mini playground for adults in the middle of the city. I'm absolutely obsessed with the Grove, and I think it'll be such a fun time seeing it with a million other Swifties. I feel like we're just gonna like totally take over the Grove, and it's gonna be the absolute best time. In terms of the ticket process and the items that are going to be sold at the theaters during the actual screening of the film, they're saying that AMC members get a mini poster, and it's that poster that was kind of released along with the film where it's her in the beginning with like the clamshell opening wearing the Lover bodysuit. I really like that poster. They're saying it's a mini poster, so I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's the size of like a piece of paper or something, but they're saying you have to be an AMC member, and I'm wondering if I join now, if it's too late, like if you had to already be a member at the time of purchasing tickets, or how they're going to verify that. I'm going to try to sign up to be an AMC member. I'm not quite sure how much it costs. I know my boyfriend's a member, so possibly we could use his membership. I'll make sure to report back. I'll do like an emergency code 13, drop everything now episode following the opening night in case any of you aren't attending opening night to give you the 411 on how that process goes and if they run out or what that looks like. Hopefully everything will stay in stock and for everyone coming after me as well. One thing I noticed today while looking on Instagram is it looks like there's actually two versions of the exclusive cup and popcorn that are going to be sold at the theaters. Now, compared to the Barbie movie, if you guys saw the Barbie movie and purchased concessions, they were selling this like Corvette, like a hot pink Corvette, the same one in the movie, along with like a Barbie doll inside. And it was like a popcorn and a drink sort of thing. Like the popcorn went in the Corvette. And that was retailing for something like I saw like $64. And then I think if you wanted the Barbie with it, it was like $85. So I was very, very, very pleasantly surprised that the popcorn bucket, it's got like all of the different Eras Tour squares on it, is only retailing for $14.99, which totally doable compared to some other merch costs at her show. And then the cup itself is retailing for $11.99. What I wanted to call out is there's like a slight variance between the designs. They're both kind of the same idea, but one seems to have like a little bit more white and one looks a little bit more black when it comes to which, depending on which theater you're seeing at. So it looks like, I think it was like AMC theaters versus Regal theaters might have like a slight variance in what those cup and popcorn buckets look like. So we'll have to do a closer comparison depending on who sees what movie and then whoever posts about it. So I'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop when it comes to that. Okay, so let's talk about the film itself. I've been talking so much about how much I miss it. So this is like definitely going to fill that void and I'm going to be seeing it as many times as I humanly possibly can while it is in theaters. But I've been hearing a lot of talk about the film and if there's going to be different versions of the film playing because people were speculating she seemed to have filmed the first three nights in LA. So she did a total of six nights at SoFi Stadium. I attended on August 3rd and on August 7th. And I know for a fact the first night when I was there, they were filming because if you saw my Instagram stories, they were filming literally. Like I could poke the guy on his shoulder. He was filming directly in front of me and they were kind of had like drones moving around the stadium. They also had the people on the actual stage recording her. So I know for a fact they were filming on August 3rd. Regardless, where I'm going with this is that people are speculating because there were so many different nights recorded, how are they going to dwindle it down to two songs? Obviously, if three nights were recorded, that means there were six surprise songs. Which ones are going to be included in the actual film? Here's my two cents. I have a feeling, well, first of all, before I give you my two cents, let me tell you the songs that were played during those three nights. So on August 3rd, night one, we had I Can See You and Maroon, which I'll call out that Maroon was a repeat. I think that was her second or third time playing Maroon. So the fact that she repeated Maroon is a red flag because if she repeated it, she might have been doing it specifically to be recorded for the film. On August 4th, she did Our Song. This was also a repeat, and she sang You Are In Love. On August 5th, she did Death by a Thousand Cuts, which was also a repeat, and You're On Your Own Kid, which was also a repeat. So I Can See You, Maroon, Our Song, You Are In Love, Death by a Thousand Cuts, and You're On Your Own Kid. If she is going to do any of those and put it in the film, I would definitely think You're On Your Own Kid because it alludes to the friendship bracelets and sort of like the nostalgic element of the tour. And then maybe Our Song, but she doesn't own Our Song yet. So I don't know. I mean, that song makes sense because it's one of the first songs stolen from her. But the fact that she's played Maroon so many times, and it seems like she really likes playing that song, it makes me think maybe that one. I don't think You Are In Love or I Can See You will be a part of it. But those are my thoughts in terms of the surprise songs and which ones I'm hoping and thinking we're getting. Now, there's also a lot of talk about the actual runtime of the film. It is currently listed as running for 2 hours and 45 minutes. You know me, I tried to break down what this comes to in terms of like minutes and numbers, and 2 hours and 45 minutes is just 165 minute runtime. The fact that this equals 12 and not 13 is rude, but that's okay. We still love her. I wanted to read you this quote from the Variety article, which of course I'll send in my broadcast channel for you guys to read in its entirety, but it says, quote, "With this level of demand, exhibitors privately believe a 100 million plus opening weekend is possible, which is unprecedented business for this kind of movie. In fact, only five films this year, Barbie, Super Mario Brothers, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Spider-Man, and Ant-Man Wasp, Quantumania have hit triple digits in their debut. So knowing Taylor and the turnout we've had for Eras Tour, I totally think it's possible for her to have well over a 100 million plus opening weekend. But I do think it's interesting that the movie is only playing, or the film is only playing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and not throughout the rest of the week. So there's been a little bit of information that's come out in terms of the actual deal that Taylor has made with AMC. And I say Taylor, we obviously know she has an entire team making this deal. So a lot of the articles refer to it as like the Swifts made this deal with AMC. But nonetheless, they basically decided to bypass the movie studios. As you know, there's tons of strikes going on right now, and that's not the reason they decided to bypass the studios, but it seemed like they were having a difficult time seeing eye to eye in terms of when they wanted this to be released. So from what I read, it looked like the movie studios were pushing for a 2025 release date following the end of the Eras Tour, and Taylor really wanted to release this simultaneously along with the tour. I'm not quite sure if that's because she knows there's been such a demand and she's not going to be able to meet that demand fully, so she thought this would be a great play to supplement, maybe keep her name out there, or maybe once the Eras Tour ends, she kind of wants to lead us into a new album and take a new direction. I'm not totally sure, but regardless, very excited that she decided to push for an earlier date. But what this meant is she wasn't going to work with the movie studio. She was going to bypass them altogether and work directly with AMC. Now, it's rumored that she had a budget for $10 to $20 million, and this was entirely funded by Taylor Swift herself, which I don't know much about movies, like I mentioned earlier, but I feel like 10 to 20 million is sort of modest in terms of all these other numbers that have been thrown out there. And it looks like this was a great investment on her part, because just in the first 24 hours of ticket sales, she made $37 million. So she definitely made her money back and then some, and the movie has not even come out yet. I've always been curious in terms of like a movie coming out, how much does the actual movie theater make? And then how much does the person who is releasing the movie make? So in this case, it's obviously the Swifts and then AMC, and then we've got the theaters. So from what I could find online, it looks like for this particular deal that Taylor Swift made, the box office split is going to be getting 43% is going to the movie theaters, and then 57% is going to the Swifts, or Taylor and her team, and AMC. So I feel like that's actually a really great number, 43% going to movie theaters. I know that they've been struggling post-pandemic, and I know Barbie gave them a big boost, and I think with Barbie, this, and the other movies I mentioned earlier today, this will put the movie theater industry in a really good place, which is exciting because I personally would love for that to stay alive. Now, I know that we're only a couple days into this announcement, but I thought it was really interesting to do sort of an analysis comparing the first day of pre-sales that Taylor made for this Eras Tour film compared to some of the other top three movies out there. So we had Star Wars Force Awakening at $20 million for their first day of pre-sale, compared to $37 million for Eras Tour. Spider-Man No Way Home was $16.9 million, and Avengers Endgame was $16 million. So you can see she nearly doubled that, which is absolutely crazy. I also saw a graphic on Instagram comparing to other celebrity concert films, and I know Justin Bieber's My World tour, that one I think was what Taylor beat out. There was that one, and maybe it was Beyonce's. I'm not totally sure what the other one was. By far, this is going to be the most successful celebrity concert film tour situation that we have seen in a long, long time. Three movies came out and said that they were very frustrated with this last minute announcement of the Eras Tour film coming to theaters. And while it might have been planned, it seemed very spontaneous to a lot of people because they did that sort of workaround deal working directly with AMC versus going through the movie studios, where a lot of these other producers, directors, etc. behind the scenes probably would have been aware that this was happening. So a bomb was kind of dropped on their world when they heard that this was coming out. And the people behind The Exorcist, The Ordinary Angels, and What Happens Later all came out and tweeted that they were moving their release dates. One of them was moved to November. Some were moved up to the week before Eras Tour. But I want to send in my broadcast channel these tweets that they put out because they were kind of funny. They like leaned into it a little bit. One of them was like, "Are you ready for it? We're not because we had to change our film." Yada yada. So I'll send that to you guys because I got a good chuckle out of it. Now I'm going to do a separate episode talking about my recommendations in terms of some small businesses you can support, some cozy cozy sweaters I found online that might make a great Eras Tour film outfit, some bracelet options that you guys can order. I have a fabulous girl on Etsy that's made a lot of my bracelets. I have some more like permanent non-trading bracelets that I can send you guys. But I think I want to do an episode talking about my suggestions for budget-friendly and splurge-friendly Eras Tour film feeder outfits and ideas, and maybe some like fun photo shoot and Instagram caption inspo for you. So send me a message if that's of interest to you. I'm kind of brainstorming some current topics, and I'm going to be recording those a little bit early because I am headed to New York next week, which, speaking of New York, welcome to New York, Colonial Street. I have a really major collaboration with Castle Crystals. If you're unfamiliar, check out their Instagram. Castle Crystals does bling everything. They do phone grips, keychains, crew necks, the most fabulous blinged out. If you've seen me wear my AirPods on Instagram Reels, she custom bedazzled these for me. She really puts bling on everything, and we are doing a very, very exciting collaboration together. If you're in my broadcast channel, I sent a sneak peek of one of the crew necks that we have coming out, but we have so many items, and I'm going to be shooting them while I'm in New York for New York Fashion Week, of course, at some very iconic Taylor Swift locations. So stay tuned for that because I cannot wait to share those items with you. But before we end, you guys know I like to get into some of the topics that you guys have sent in. And this one today is from Emily R. And she said, I know that everyone has been talking about the 112 day theory for when Taylor is re-releasing, but I have another idea for when Reputation TV will be announced. So basically, we all know that 1989 TV is coming out on October 27th, and 13 days later is November 9th. She'll be finishing up her last tour leg of 2024. And what happened on November 10th, 2017, the release of Reputation. And how many years ago was it released? 6. Reputation is the 6th album. And how many days until her birthday? This date is 33. 3 plus 3 equals 6. So I mean, could we get Reputation TV on November 9th or 10th during the Argentina leg? I mean, I might be clowning, but there is no explanation. It is just Reputation. Okay. Emily, very, very, very interesting. The big call out for me and everything that you had to say is the 3-3. If you remember, Taylor posted, I believe maybe it was around this time last year or maybe earlier this year, a picture of her sitting on the floor with Jack Antonoff. She's got a guitar on her lap. Jack Antonoff's kind of like sitting at the piano. There's a dollar bill, which put a lot of people's red flag up for Look What You Made Me Do when she's in the bathtub with the dollar bill. And she's holding up her fingers, 3-3, which a lot of people were like, okay, 6-3-3, what does this mean? So I thought this was interesting that you pointed out the date from October 27th, 13 days later being the 9th or the 10th, which is around the time 6 years before that she released Reputation, 3-3-6. I think this is interesting. I think this might have some legs to it. I know that we're kind of stretching in terms of when we think Reputation's coming. And it would be so crazy if it really did just like drop on a random day. But I do like where you're headed with this. So bravo to you, Emily. Now, last but not least, I did put this on my Instagram, but I wanted to let you guys know as well. I am planning a very, very fun private screening of the Eras Tour film. And I most likely, if I'm being realistic, I'm probably not going to be able to rent out a theater right when the Eras Tour film comes out. But I am planning on doing this in Los Angeles. We're going to dress up. We're going to trade bracelets. I'm going to have a giveaway for you guys and all sorts of other super fun things where we can do a little meetup, picture moment, film videos, whatever you guys want to do. I just want us to have fun and have like a really amazing Taylor Swift time together. And of course, I can't wait to hit the Sunday matinee with all of you. Name that song. But make sure to head to my broadcast channel. I make sure to share all these details with you guys. Share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. I am counting down the days until October 13th, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I know all too well how busy life can be, and I am so grateful that you chose to stay. Now just know, this is me trying, and I would greatly appreciate if you took a minute to leave a review or maybe share this episode with a fellow Swiftie. Make sure you join my broadcast channel on Instagram for more Swiftivities. And long story short, this love is real, and I'm beyond grateful for your support. See you next time.